In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as some content is not suitable for young children. Q-Code presents How to Win Friends and Disappear People, starring Leslie Grace and Sony Bringas, created by Sophia Lopez. Episode 2, Familiar.
Fine. Let's see how clever you really are. I'll let you live as long as you can find me someone else I can really sink my teeth into. Catch my drift? Find me a kill.
A kill?
Tonight.
Can I have a sip of water?
Sure. But do it fast. I'm starving. It's usually best if some of the water makes it into your mouth.
My hands just can't seem to stop trembling.
Did you just...
I do that sometimes, to get a grip, get a little blood flow into the face. It's a lot to process, all of this. Whew, it's a lot! But I'm good. Really. Wow,
You can say vampire.
Yeah, you're a that. Those exist. And I'm gonna find you a kill. As in, a person to kill. It's no big deal. I'll just be an accomplice to murder. Totally fine. All good.
My patience is wearing thin.
Sorry. Guess I'm gonna be an accessory to a first degree killing spree. Sometimes I sing at work, you know, as my laptop starts, it just takes a second to boot up. Okay, I'm in. I guess I'll go through the database and find a kill. Wow, we are doing this. To make this a bit more morally okay, we could do that thing, you know, kill someone bad, so technically we're good. You know, haven't you seen Dexter? Kill someone who deserves to die?
And who deserves to die, Nancy?
I was sort of thinking along the lines of child molesters, domestic abusers, rapists.
Let's get one thing straight. I don't eat from the bottom of the barrel. I like fine dining.
So, white-collar criminals, then?
I could give a shit about their moral compass. I need prime of life. Healthy, good-looking, juicy pheromones are raging.
I can't really get all that from the data.
Suckling at the flesh, it's a very intimate thing. You can't do it with just anyone. I hunt based on looks.
Well, there's gotta be someone with raging pheromones in here. This database has everyone, classified into every category. Everything from redheaded males living in New York City to women who own 3 or more guns and have a husband named Jim.
Who's collecting all this data from everyone? The government?
More like Mark Zuckerberg. Holy crap. That's it. cross-reference a list of morally compromised people, you know, bad guys, with their profiles. You'll get to hunt based on looks, like you said, plus we'll get the added benefit of seeing just how many people care about them.
I don't follow, and I have half a mind to kill you right now just to silence your mindless chatter.
Okay.
Ugh.
Okay, okay. Here. I'll set it up like a dating app. This data system filters in men who are morally compromised and within a 6-mile radius. Perfect kills. You'll get a photo of them, so you can see if you want to, you know...
Suck the life out of them?
Yeah, that. If you want to do that, then swipe right. And if you don't want to, swipe left. It'll leave us with a pretty hefty database of pre-approved perfect...
I just asked for one kill.
Yes?
Why are you already pivoting to mass murder?
I just want to be helpful.
Helpful? A human? How curious.
You can start swiping if you'd like.
We're going to my place. I'll do it there.
Her place? Her murder lair? Her dungeon of death? No. Anytime the hostage gets transported, they get killed. Just say... Sure.
It wasn't a question. Ah, that's better. Well, I'll just stand at the door. Come in.
It's not too late. Bolt. Get to the elevator. Pull the fire alarm. Scream. Let that shrill terror escape your stupid, gaping little...
You're shaking.
I just... Look, I watch a lot of Homicide Hour, and anytime a hostage gets transported from one location to another by a... murderer, no offense, their chances of survival plummet. And I have a son. Well, a cat, but he's like my son, and I hope I've made it clear that...
You think I want to kill you? You are so not my type.
But earlier you said...
I know what I said. I meant it. I could kill you, and I will if I have to. But for the moment, with all these delectable little dishes loaded up on your service, I'm feeling pretty satisfied.
Oh. Are you sure?
Unless you trigger my bloodlust, then all bets are off.
Aren't all vampires pretty bloodlusty?
Bloodlust. Capital B, capital L. It's a very specific thing.
Oh.
No point in worrying about it. Because if it happens, there won't be much either of us can do.
Oh. Okay.
It's rare. Do come in.
Ah, beautiful place you got here. Very gothic. Those candelabras, are they a bit of a fire hazard?
What, am I going against code?
No. Lovely place, just gorgeous.
Sit. Couch isn't gonna eat you. I promise.
Of course. Thank you. Wow, what a firm sofa. Great lumbar support. Here. Swipe left if you don't like what you see. Right if you do.
You really made this thing in only a few minutes?
Huh? Oh, yeah. These kinds of codes are pretty basic. I mean, the software itself isn't anything to write home about. I just used a template and loaded up the data. You know, people who are... convenient. Ripe. I suppose. Picky. What are you looking for?
Muscular, but not too lean. Square jaw, and a certain look of cocky self-assuredness.
Why does that last bit matter?
Because there's nothing like the look in someone's eye when he realizes he's not the big man he thought he was. When he understands his demise will be a girl.
Wow, that's kind of beautiful. You know, I just watched a Homicide Hour about a female serial killer, and it really is. It's these men's sexism, their inherent undervaluing of women's abilities that allows them to fall prey to...
To someone like me.
Yes.
I can't believe the ingenuity of this thing.
The power of social media, am I right?
Social media. Online profiles. Mark Zuckerberg. What exactly do you mean by all of that?
What do I mean?
I know the internet. I've surfed the web. I have an idea of what social media might be. But what is it exactly?
Oh, you're serious? Sorry, I just...
I asked nicely. I won't if you make me ask again.
Hey, don't forget. I can help you. You need me.
If you're so sure of that, why are you staring at the floor?
Public speaking isn't my thing.
You consider this public speaking?
High stakes interpersonal speaking isn't my thing. Sorry, I misspoke.
Let's get something straight. I don't need anyone. I will, however, allow you to update me about social media.
Okay. God, social media, where to begin? Okay, so there are a few main sites. Instagram is this photo grid app where people post pictures of their lattes, and all of your high school bullies now sell weight loss teas.
I never had bullies in school.
Twitter, it's pretty much what I imagine hell to be like. Mm-hmm. TikTok is just underage hotties dancing and making me feel bad about myself. Mm-hmm. Facebook, I'm not gonna even bother.
Why is that?
Because unless you're a mom who gets drunk at Applebee's happy hour every Thursday and is trying to recruit for an MLM, you're probably not on Facebook.
Waking up to this world, it doesn't make much sense, especially for someone like me. Today, every move you make seems to have a spotlight on it. Vampires get by in the shadows.
So do I. You said vampires. Plural.
What? Did you think I was the only one? Come on. Or a girl as clever as you.
So, is everything they say, you know, garlic, silver bullets, crosses, is that true? Do you all know each other?
Do you know every transitional lenses wearing adult virgin in the world? No?
No.
See? It hurts when you make assumptions, doesn't it?
Sorry.
We're not a monolith, you know. There's some who drink only from animals, others who slaughter villages. I hunt humans, but I don't kill for sport. At least not all the time. I simply have needs.
Hey, I can understand that.
I don't know how you could.
Hold on, you appeared in the footage from my security camera. And again, in the mirror.
That wasn't me. That was my makeup, my extensions, my acrylic nails, my false lashes, my fake tan. If I didn't have that, I'd be as pale as a corpse. Under all this red gloss, my lips are practically blue. Eternal damnation's a bitch.
You can't really believe that, can you? Eternal damnation?
It doesn't matter what I believe. It's time for me to hunt.
Wait! I'm no expert or anything, but all of the killers on Homicide Hour who got away with it, they used bleach and latex gloves. You should probably get some at the hardware store on the way. And, HCl. Hydrochloric acid. They did a marathon on cold cases, you know, the ones that were never solved, and a ton of them were situations where bodies were either partially or totally dissolved. So when you go to the hardware store, buy some HCl too.
You really do like murder, don't you?
No, I just watch a lot of true crime.
Right, well, I guess it's time to kill Noah Warner.
Do you have a pen and paper?
Why? Are you gonna write a hostage note and slip it under the door?
What note? You were joking. Very, very funny. Good one. I just thought it might be easier if I wrote it down. This is the process they detailed on Homicide Hour for how the average killer dissolves a body in acid.
These programs teach murder 101 to their viewers.
Kind of, sort of. I don't know, maybe there are some real freaks out there who fully memorize the information. I'm just paraphrasing it. Not word for word like those other creeps out there. Certainly not.
I've never met anyone quite like you, Nancy.
Is that a good thing?
I haven't decided.
Hey, what are you doing? We're 6 floors up.
Sit still and play nice until I return, okay? You set foot outside this apartment. I'll know.
Sit still, play nice. Understood.
Last time I let a human leave my place alive? Well, let's just say it was quite the fiasco.
Oh, that's comforting. Well, I hope the kill works out.
I have every faith it will. Because you orchestrated it. Knowing your life is on the line. No room for error. So I'm sure it'll go smoothly.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Oh my freak, what the frick? Crud, you've really done it this time, Nancy. You could have minded your own business. You could have told the authorities everything. Could have been in protective custody. Go. Run. Be free. Take Jeeves and run. And don't stop running till you hit freaking Panama. No. If I leave, she'll know, like she said. But how could she? Wait, was she bluffing? Is she watching?
I'll never stop loving you.
Wow, the accuracy of a vampire watching the Classics Channel. Dang it, Nancy, think!
Spinning and cleaning.
Oh, and just like that, our victim felt the walls closing in on her.
Yes!
No one to turn to. No one who'd believe her.
Exactly!
Unfortunately, Teresa's story ended in a double homicide so grisly, the crime scene photos are too obscene for television.
Crap! Only 6 floors down. I could scale the building. Perhaps the fire escape? Oh, please be built to code. Please be built to code. I am not about to get fat-shamed by this freaking crusty fire escape. Seriously? Okay, just don't look down. Unlatch the ladder. Gently.
Hey, you! These fire escapes haven't been inspected since the 60s! What are you doing?
Oh my god, she's gonna jump! Don't do it! Life is worth living, sweetheart!
No, there has been a grave miscommunication here. No, ma'am, I said there's been a grave... What the freak are you doing? I could be watching this very second. This is a flippin' fiasco. No, please, listen. Holy crap, this thing's going down. Well, that went well. Death O, Nancy too. Jeez Louise. Who is it?
Building security.
This building has security?
Heard we had a jumper.
Oh boy, am I happy to see you.
Are you? the jumper?
Look, that wasn't exactly what happened, but I could really use your help.
Witnesses said something about you wanting to be sent to the grave?
No, I said there's been a grave... Look, it doesn't even matter. Sir, please, you've got to help me.
I take it you're house-sitting for Miss St. James?
You know her?
Oh, yes. Very well.
Oh, my God.
She comes by my post, brings pizza, donuts.
He's in her pocket. He's been bought.
Mind coming with me? When we get a call like this, we usually have to write a report.
Dear God, it's a test. Elle sent him, of course. That's why he was so prompt. He's been waiting for her go-ahead. To test me, of course. Yes, I very much do mind. I have direct orders to stay in this apartment, and I'm not leaving.
By the way, that candelabra's a fire hazard.
Right, I thought so too. But your services are not needed tonight.
Whatever.
Hello?
Can I buy generic, or is there a particular brand I should buy?
Wait, I thought you
were... The hardware store is letting me use their phone. I've had the same landline since the 80s. Numbers memorized.
So you're not... That wasn't... I'm sorry. Is this some sort of test?
If it were, you'd fail.
Sorry. No, generic bleach is fine. And don't forget the, you know, other stuff I wrote down. Maybe I should just curl up into a tiny ball of paranoia and anxiety and wait for death. That sounds like the appropriate thing to do.
I'm Chet Wallace, and we'll be back after this. Do you have a tip? Want to talk to a true crime fanatic? Call our hotline at 1-212-1-MURDER. That's 1-212-1-MURDER.
Murder hotline? What if she finds out? No one's gonna know, just do it.
Homicide Hour Hotline, what's your tip?
Oh, I don't have a tip.
This is a tip line.
Well, they said to call if you want to talk to a true crime fanatic.
About a tip?
Hang on, I might have a tip. It's just... Look, I know it sounds crazy, but just play it out with me. Hypothetically, you're in the home of a hellish mistress of the night in a vampire's lair.
I'm sorry, did you say vampire's lair?
Or, okay, fine, let's just put it into layman's terms. You're in a serial killer's home. What do you do?
What, me personally?
Yes.
First, let me state this is neither legal nor medical advice. And if you are a harm to yourself or others...
Yeah, I won't sue. I get it. Just tell me. What do I do? I was scared, okay? I was freaked out, but I think I was just being paranoid. I thought she was watching my every move, like it was a test. But it turns out she didn't care. She was doing something else entirely. So, on one hand, I have this incredible opportunity to get to the heart of real, true crime. To take in this incredible scene of luxury and legend, and... On the other hand, I'm in danger. Like, real... danger, but I'm probably in more danger if I leave. Hypothetically.
Hypothetically speaking, I think any true crime fan would take the opportunity to poke around. I mean, even Clarice couldn't help her morbid curiosity about Buffalo Bill, you know? And she was professional as hell.
You think? And you wouldn't report this vampire, or this killer, to the authorities? You'd write it out to learn more? For self-preservation?
The way I see it, this is a once-in-a-lifetime call to adventure. Are you the kind of person who answers that call, or are you happy to let it slide? Give Edward Cullen my number, okay? A lot of weirdos in this city.
Edward Cullen? What? Do you think this is some kind of joke? It wouldn't be so bad if I poked around like she said, would it? I mean, how many people can say they've met a frickin' vampire? How many people can even say that vampires exist, definitively? It'd be irresponsible not to explore. right? What's the point of a fully stocked kitchen? Can't imagine she does much cooking. Let's see, Al, what is in these cabinets? Genuine Depression-era pink glass? She couldn't be older than Grandma Norma. Could she? A teapot? She sucks blood, then comes home and sips tea? What secrets lurk in the master bedroom? A coffin for her undead beauty sleep? A king-size bed, bloodstained from her conquests, both sexual and edible? A sauna? No bed, but an infrared sauna. Oh my god. Is this her coffin? Is this where she sleeps? I shouldn't touch. I shouldn't. Who's gonna know? Ooh, I feel like a reptile under a heat lamp from the pet store.
Sauna set to 140 degrees.
Jeepers, that's hot. Does she sweat? Oh god, I better get out of this thing before she smells my sweat with that scary accurate nose. It's only been 20 minutes since she called from the store, maybe 21. Then again, how long does it take to drink and dissolve a douchey frat bro? A box. A box within a box. Who keeps a box within a box within a drawer? Dr. Seuss? There was once a vampire who kept a box within a box. She had fangs like a fox. Oh my god! Nope. No thank you. Not today. Nope. No ma'am. I've preserved human fingers in a jar, you sick freak! That's it. I'm calling the authorities, because I'm on a road straight to Freakstown. Population Jeffrey Dahmer and Jodi Arias, and... L. I come clean. I tell them the truth about Sid, about these... fingers in a jar, about L being a... killer, at least, vampire at most. I tell them all that at no detriment to me. But what's she really done, anyway? Sid? That wasn't... Well, I mean, it wasn't the worst thing in the world. Was it? And Nancy. Nobody Nancy. Nervous Nancy, goody two-shoes Nancy. I mean, where has that whole act ever gotten me? What have I ever done in my tiny freaking shell of a life? I mean, what have I really... done. And who gets a chance like this?
Are you the kind of person who answers that call, or are you happy to let it slide?
I could turn her in, do the right thing, the safe thing. But I could also just not. Once in a lifetime. This is. Once in a freaking lifetime. Besides, I'm not killing anyone. I'm just... tech support.
The accomplice claimed he had nothing to do with the murder, but he knew he was deceiving himself.
Hello? Hello?
Did you sit still? Play nice?
Yes. Still as a corpse. Not that I want you to think of me as, well, dead.
Mm-hmm. Have a good time?
Yes, definitely. I had an appropriately good time. I just stayed put on this couch, watching my show.
Did you see that car down there?
What car?
My fire escape, somehow, detached and fell 6 stories. Smashed the windshield in.
Oh, weird.
Lucky no one was inside. Would have been a bloodbath.
You know, the finishes on this building, I don't think they're up to code. Faulty fire escapes and unpermitted AC units, negligence. Lawsuits waiting to happen.
Tonight was a smashing success.
Are you serious?
He was delicious. And I followed your instructions for cleanup. Demented, despicable, but detailed. He's dissolving in acid as we speak.
Holy cow, are you serious? That's horrible. I mean, that's great. And a display of how well our mutually beneficial arrangement is working for you.
It's been a hard, desolate road since I got to New York City, since I woke up in this world, in fact. Hibernation was easy.
Hibernation?
But living in these modern times? Near impossible without someone to guide you.
Someone like me?
Taking on a familiar is a risk. Trusting a human with your secrets, your whereabouts, being vulnerable to someone. And people like me, we don't do well with that.
I don't mean to speak too frankly, but ma'am...
Ma'am?
Miss...
Call me...
L. You don't need to tell me about risks. I am lying to the police. I'm a freaking accomplice to murder, and I don't have any special skills that help me escape a jail cell like you do. Heck, I don't even have it in me to seduce the warden into an affair. So there'd be no perks for me, no extra blueberry jail muffins, no cheese danishes, nope, it'd just be regular old prison food for me, just slop! Sorry, I tend to spiral.
Are you scared?
No. Sid was a monster. He made my life hell. You think you hurt people? Well, Sid hurt me. He humiliated me. Stole from me. Anytime I felt even remotely good about myself, he'd come in and sneer and stomp on my sandcastle. He'd kick it right over and then he'd laugh. My metaphorical sandcastle. The sandcastle being my...
I understand. Go on.
And unlike you, Sid didn't have the decency to afford me the sweet release of death. I had to live with it. Every day of my life. And now he's gone. Thanks to you. Plus, I've climbed up the ladder at work already, since he's been gone. And without him around to remind everyone what a weirdo I am, I think the tides will start to shift in the office. I have a shot at the life I've always wanted. Thanks to you.
Is that why you're doing this?
That's the reason I lied to the police. But also... Look. This is a call to adventure. A week ago, I don't know if I would have answered, but now, I have to.
Very well. Nancy, I declare you my familiar.
You declare me?
It's a formality. I hope you're not squeamish around blood.
No, certainly not.
Good. Because we're going to be busy.
How to Win Friends and Disappear People stars Leslie Grace as Elle, Sony Bringus as Nancy. Additional performances by Abigail Marlowe, David Toback, Ashton Harold, Doreen Calderon, Matt Linton, Cecily Williams. Written and directed by Sophia Lopez. Executive produced by Sophia Lopez, Leslie Grace, Rob Herding, Michelle Zarati, Sandra Yi Ling, and Alexa Gabrielle Ramirez. Co-producer, Sheena Pinkney. Original music by Darren Johnson. Edited by Gabe Birch. Sound design by Christophe Classe. Mixed by Lamps Lampaginia. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh, Sarah Ma, Ben Milchev, and David Tadashore. Additional editor, Eric Aaron. Supervising editor, Neely Oftering. Music editor, David Tatasciore. Supervising mixer, Ben Milchiff. Casting director, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Liz T. Miles. Script supervisor, Omar Berahona. Additional script supervisors, Carissa McQueen and Nick Robinson. Set teacher, Celeste Armstrong. Production coordinators, Tom Breck and Cassie Cormier. Head production assistant, Alex Buda. Production assistants, Nicholas G. Curl and Maddie Shapiro. Post coordinator, Emma Jacobson. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Ashton Harold, Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz, and Lacey Buchanan. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. How to Win Friends and Disappear People is a Q-Code production. Sound recording copyright 2022 by Q-Code Media, Inc.
Are you a Marvel fan?
Matt, you know I am.
Jeff, I was asking the listener.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought it seemed like a weird question because, you know, we've been doing a Marvel podcast together for 9 years now.
No, I was trying to grab the attention of all the Marvel fans out there for this ad.
Oh.
I thought it was weird, too. You should definitely warn us.
Good note, Ashley. Well, if you like Marvel movies and TV as much as we do, join us for the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast.
He did it again.
Hi, just checking in. And seeing if you might want to step away from the noise of the world for just a moment and connect back to you. If so, join me on my podcast, Letting It Settle with Michael Galyon, where we'll explore mindfulness, self-love, and personal growth as I share practical insights and tools to hopefully help inspire you to start to take charge of your mental and emotional well-being. Search for Letting It Settle with Michael Galyon on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening now.